good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What?
Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second,
what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck...
Welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be here. Sorry, I got a flip... A face full of grilled cheese sandwich. It's all good. We're going to do a little show today. It's only about an hour. So you want to tell your friends to hop in here. We're going to hit it hard and hit it hard and hit it fast. We have an upcoming show tomorrow on, not tomorrow, next Monday, about the a Facebook page that went up. It is the Heterosexual Awareness Month of July. I bet you didn't even know that, that July is Heterosexual Awareness Month. And I'm going to talk to the person that put that page up and about what his experiences are. We're actually going to talk about what his motives were and let me open the chat room. I'm sorry, guys. I'm falling down on the job here. What the motives were to start with and how it's been, because you have to ask. Okay, you have to ask. You put up a Facebook page that says July is Heterosexual Awareness Month. You know that you are going to garner hate. you know you are just begging. You are begging, screaming, saying, "Come over here and hate me. Come over here and hate me. Come over here and hate me." I think you have to know that, right? I think you're an idiot if you don't know that's going to happen. And you know that you're going to get threatened, and you know all sorts of manner of hate is going to come at you. And you also have to know that the people who are I'm not going to say who are not into the homosexual lifestyle, they're going to show up too. And some of them, hang on a second here, that's a great idea. Hang on a second, that's beautiful. And some of them, frankly, are not as sophisticated as you'd like to be, or tolerant as they'd like to be, and they're going to come on. I'm eating my sandwich. We're here at the Space Hop Production headquarters here. And you know, they're not going to be as sophisticated and open and tolerant as they might be, and they're going to post, and they're going to post stuff, and you're like, oh, God. So you're going to have this very hyper-emotional discussion, which is really not a discussion, fight right there in your living room. And you're going to be teetering on the brink of the Facebook terms of services, and it'll be a mess. Because what I found, and I'm interfacing with some of the people on that page right now, is that ultimately what they don't want to hear is that I'm happy that I'm straight. And I'm so happy that I want to tell somebody else. Because some people feel that if I tell somebody else, now I'm happy being straight, I am saying somehow clandestinely, under my breath somehow, that being homosexual is being wrong, and I'm forcing my values on them. Isn't that interesting? Simply by me saying it. There was a question posed to me whether I'm in support of, quote, equality for the lesbian, gay, and trans, the lesbian, gay, and transgender community. I'm like, where? So my question is, before I answer this question, is how, where's the lack of equality? Is it just marriage right now? Because it's not housing. Gay people can live wherever they want. They can shop wherever they want. Vacation wherever they want. Nobody is okay with stringing gay people up in trees or dragging them behind cars. Nobody's good with that. That's against the law. But you know what? And hanging straight people from trees and dragging them behind cars and burning them on fences, that's against the law too. So that's equal. Is it just the marriage thing? Is it about the state of Florida saying, or North Carolina saying, we believe in the state of North Carolina that marriage is between a man and a woman? Wow. If it's just that, hang on a second. All right. I had a show on the other computer, and the delay was kind of making me a little cuckoo. But anyway, so if it's just that, the answer to that question is, and I invited some people who were on that Facebook page of the show. My answer to that is simply, here's the deal. I think so, Ken. I think I can make that. I'm gonna write that down. Give me a second. My answer to that question is, because of my faith and the tenets of my beliefs, I believe that homosexuality is a sin. So I can't be okay with homosexual marriage. I can't be. Now, having said that, homosexuality is a sin the same way lying is a sin. Homosexuality is a sin the same way murder is a sin. Homosexuality is a sin in the same way envy is a sin. You know? That's the deal. That's what it is. It's a sin in the same way a lot of things are the sin. So I don't think it's a special sin. So by me simply voicing my view, they're saying that I believe that heterosexuality is the way to go. How is that forcing anything on anybody? I also believe that if you're a fan of football, dang it, you ought to be a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, if I say I'm a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, does that automatically say that I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers? No, of course not. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous premise. So if I say that I am happily heterosexual, that doesn't mean that, oh, you hate gays, you're a homophobe. What? That doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. And I don't want to cast aspersions and throw rocks, but here's the deal. It almost makes you childish. If I say I like green, so you don't like yellow? What did I say? I like green. I prefer green. If you prefer yellow, go you. Get some yellow. So just, you know what, and I think that if we're going to have adult conversation here at 1:41 Eastern Standard Time, if we're going to have adult conversation here about homosexuality and heterosexuality, here's the deal, or transgender, whatever, we got to be adult about it. You can't be childish about it or childlike about it. Here's the deal. My faith says, the Bible says, which I believe in, says that homosexuality is a sin. It is. But people do sinful stuff all the time. Yeah, that includes me from time to time. I don't think I'm a sinner, but I have sinned. And hopefully I won't sin today. You know, prayerfully, I will not sin today. But the idea is that homosexuality is a sin just like lying is a sin. Same intensity of sin. Same intensity. So I can't say that, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm against the... You know, I'm against sin, you know what? But that heterosexual, but that homosexual thing is okay. Well, no, it's not. Now, having said that, am I going to show up at your door, beating your door down, calling you names? Am I going to threaten you because you don't agree with me? Am I going to threaten to hunt you down like some of the hate that's showing up on this heterosexual awareness page? Am I going to do that to you? No, not at all. Not interested in it, because something else my faith says is that regardless, I'm supposed to love you. I'm supposed to pray for you. I'm supposed to pray for my leaders. You know what? And then that includes Barack Hussein Obama. That's what my faith says. So when we pray for our leaders in my church, we pray for the president, and we pray for the vice president, and we pray for the secretary of state. All three people that I pray for earnestly that I disagree with vehemently politically. Now, does the ability to do that make me better than you? No, it makes me different. And frankly, it is something you don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Maybe I've got something on you that I can pray for you earnestly and disagree with you politically. Can. So I hope not to be simplistic in this, or too simplistic in this. I believe homosexuality is a sin. Thus, I cannot be for homosexual marriages. I can't get there. But can I love you anyway? The answer is yes. There's an example. There's somebody at my wife's work. Doesn't work directly with her, but works in the same company she works for. Homosexual man. Has a homosexual partner, and they have kids. He's in high school. He continues to say that he's a Christian, and I go, okay, that's fine. But I tell you what, and I mean this. He's a nice guy. And I like him. I think he's a nice guy. From the things that they talk about and how they parent their kids, the things they tell them to do, the things that they are pushing as important, a lot of the things they are pushing as important, I'm down with. I am. And they're both wonderful to be around. They're two nice guys. However, they're homosexuals. I believe ultimately it's not going to work out for them, and that makes me sad. But while they're here, I'm sure that you can go to him and he'll tell you that you know what? He always gets the utmost respect from me because I respect him. I think he's a good person and deserves at least my respect here on earth. Stop my place. I just look at the word and go, yeah, it's not going to work out for homeboy at the end. I hope he gets it at the end. I hope he gets it. I hope something happens. But to disrespect him and call him names and treat him badly and not pray for him and not love him like I'm supposed to, of course not. Do all those things. We pray for them and we love on them and we take, you know what, and whatever they need, if you can provide. Yeah. But that's how we roll. And that's how most Christians who are Christians roll. I'm not throwing any rocks at him. Won't do it. Not my place. I believe what I believe, though. Down to my toenails. Down to my toenails. Two things. Sin is sin. Love the sinner and hate the sin. That's it. I will not have any of this boil down to bumper stickers or Facebook page updates. This is not hard for me. The Bible says for me to hate the sin and love the sinner, and that's what God does, so that's what we do. Now, if you can't get there, if you say you're, let me help you. I'm going to talk to the so-called Christian for a minute. If you can't get there, if you end up hating the sinner, that's on you, Holmes. That's on you. If you end up hating the sinner, that's you. That's your problem. That's your failing. That ain't going to work out for you either in the end. You've got to mature. You have to mature to a place, and that's what it is. You have to mature to a place that you can hate the sin and still love the sinner. And I ain't saying it's easy all the time, because sometimes the sinner is not lovable. And I'm not talking about homosexuals. I'm not talking about anybody. The liar is not lovable. The thief is not lovable. And that person may be your child. That's the hard part. That may be your dang on kid. Somebody you feed and clothe and house. You know? But if you can't get to that place that you can love them anyway. You know, Pastor said on Sunday, what's the best thing that we can hope from God? And you know what? My deal is to love me, comma, anyway. Knowing who I am, knowing my foibles, knowing my failings, knowing when I blow it and just screw it up royally, that they would love me anyway. That's the most I expect from my wife, you know what, of 25 years, that she knows that even when I put my foot in it, when I screw it up, when I just fail miserably, that she would love me anyway. And I personally look at people in my life that are homosexual, that regardless of their homosexuality, I am led to love them anyway. I have no hidden agenda. Love them anyway. Guys, most of you don't know, I'm a musician. I played for many years in bands and did you know, shows and played shows, the whole deal. So if you put yourself in the artsy-fartsy world, then you are going to find the homosexual every now and again, huh? You think? That's how it is. I ain't hating. It's just how it is. And you can fight me on that, but you'd just be fighting me just to fight. that's the deal, right? So the deal is, I've met some extremely talented folks, fantastically talented people. I have. That are gay. and are, you know, living the whatever that is, homosexual lifestyle. And here's here comes the situation. I've met some people who are nice and respectful and talented, and the idea is they're easy to like. God says to love them and to pray for them, and I do, and that's easy. I've met some straight people who are the biggest buttholes on the planet. On the planet. Awful people. Terrible people. And God says to love them anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that takes a level of spiritual maturity. It does. Now, again, I'm talking to Christians for a second. So if you're on this, if you choose to go to the Heterosexuality Awareness Month page and purport yourself being a Christian, then my suggestion to you is act like it. Act like it. If you go onto this Heterosexuality Awareness page as a proponent, as a proponent of the homosexual lifestyle, then if you don't have, then if you're simply not going to have any respect for the heterosexual lifestyle as an alternative to you and treat people with respect and dignity in these posts, then the problem falls on you, doesn't it? I can't wait. Next Monday, the proprietor of this page is going to be on the show here at 1 o'clock on July 23rd. So we're looking forward to that. And this is just the beginning. This is just a taste of what the discussion is going to be. And I hope that a lot of people in the chat room, we have a lot of people in the chat room. I hope that we have a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook chime in. I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be fabulous. I think it's going to be fabulous. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more of the Will Lawson Show here in a short edition. Golly, you know, after you do like 3 hours, I do a couple of those 3-hour marathons, an hour seems to go by in a heartbeat. So we'll be back in just a little bit with more of the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball?
How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Well, welcome to lunchtime. The Willie Lawson Show. You know, I love doing this from the headquarters. The only one problem right now, we have a kitchen table. And I know that seems like normal stuff. You're thinking, well, yeah, a lot of people have these kitchen tables. But we haven't had a kitchen table in a while. And I'll tell you why. We had a One of the ladies, let me chew my apple here. This delicious Gala apple. Beautiful. It's giving up its sweet nectar to me. Right from God's hand to my tummy. That lady's staying with us from church. I thought it was going to be 3 days. It ended up being 18 months. And that's a whole other story. But when she moved out, she got her house and she moved out. My wife gave her our kitchen table and our chairs. Now, we only have a stepladder, so anything that was tall, we used to grab a kitchen chair and hop up in it and whatever. Because, you know, we are, you know, we're not the tall family. So an 8-foot ceiling is a challenging thing without a stepladder or, you know, or kitchen table, kitchen chair. In any case, I come home and she's given the tables and chairs away. So we haven't had it for a while. You know, we had a card table for a little bit. It was in here. It wasn't really doubling as anything except for a place to throw junk. But now we went to, I don't know, Target, Walmart, somewhere, and got a kitchen table. Walmart. And nice glass top table, chairs, blah, 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 put together. And it's on there. My wife has it beautifully decorated and a bowl of fruit on the table, on the bowl of fruit. Now, you would think that somebody as big as me not into fruit. But I love me some fruit. Some bananas and apples, I am good. The fattening fruit, avocados, almost as good as pork chop. Not quite, but almost. Bananas, fattening food, almost as good as hamburgers. Not quite, but almost. But she got this bowl of apples and bananas on the table, which is very, very pretty. It matches the decor, all that crap. I can't stop eating it. So, you know, I said, oh, I got 3 minutes. Let me get an apple. Anyway, welcome to the Bill Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are headed. We are headed to Radio Row, RNC, baby. That's right. I talked to the Talk Radio News Service folks, and they are delightful. And we're good. We're going to make the time limit. So if you haven't donated to the show yet, if you haven't gone to the WillieLawsonShow.com website, and you haven't given us $5, $10, $20, $100, $1,000, $1 billion, whatever it is, if you hadn't done that yet, you still have time to help out. You know, we still have equipment to buy. I mean, we still have equipment that we like to purchase to make things a little easier. I like to get a laptop that wasn't brought over on the Mayflower. yeah, 1620. Yeah, exactly. yeah, it didn't hit Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock hit it. And if you see it, you'd believe it. you know, and one more decent mic, but if we can do that would make sure that we wouldn't have any issues when the big opportunity comes. So, but in any case, we are working hard to get to there, and I'm excited about it. And we hope to have we're starting to target some guests. Listen, if you have now think about what we're going to do here. If you have an idea of somebody that we ought to target to have as a guest during that week, send me an email at willie@williewatsonshow.com, willie@williewatsonshow.com. Currently, right now, we've got people targeted like Marco Rubio and Dennis Ross, Rick Scott, Jennifer Carroll, Art Wood, who is the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Executive Committee, Deborah Cox Rauch, who is the past president. So, and the convention is going to be here in our county. So, you know, we've got some people that we've got targeted. Lenny Curry, the chair of RPOF, Reince Priebus, the chair of the GOP. We have some folks like that targeted. If you got anybody else you think might be a good choice, send me an email at willie@williewatsonshow.com. Listen, I was in my front yard just a few minutes ago, which is great when I'm doing the show here, talking to my neighbor about the Affordable Care Act. And we were having discussion, and I'm trying desperately to get people to understand why I have a problem, what my fundamental problem is with the Affordable Care Act. And I have a fundamental problem that doesn't have anything to do with Barack Obama, doesn't have anything to do with Democrats or Republicans, doesn't have anything to do with what people are marketing as liberal or conservative, doesn't have anything to do with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Sandra Fluke. This is a morning show, I'm going to be careful. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with any of these people. It's a basic, basic thing. And it was really kind of challenging, but I think I did get across to him how I feel about it. And I think how a lot of people feel about it. I think we get caught up in a lot of the marketing and a lot of the bumper stickers and a lot of the Facebook posts and all that kind of nonsense when basically we're talking about one thing. Hang on, let me preface this differently here. Is health insurance a good thing? Yes. Is it a thing that you should have? Certainly. Especially when you're 51 years old, you weigh 270 pounds, you're African-American, you got hypertension. Hell yeah. Yeah, you got to have some. If you can get some of that, you need to get some of that. Some of that healthcare stuff, yeah, no doubt. Is car insurance a good thing to have? Certainly it is. I'm not saying that health insurance is bad. I'm not saying, nobody's saying that. It's a very simple argument to me. Stripping away all the political crap. Is it okay for the state, whether it be the state of Florida or the federal government, to tell you, the citizen, you must purchase this product. You must purchase this service. You have to. For the state of Florida to say, you have to purchase car insurance. You have to. And if you do not purchase automobile insurance, we will suspend your driver's license privileges. We will suspend your tag. We will, and if you are caught driving, we will put you in jail. And I know there's a pretension that you have you're driving under a suspended license, and the only crime, and now it's a criminal thing, that you didn't do was buy car insurance. You chose not to purchase a product We told you, when I say we, I'm talking about the state of Florida in this particular instance, said you must buy this product. Period. Wow. Holy crap. Do you want to live in that place? Do you want, I mean, do you want to live in a place where the federal government says you will purchase health insurance or anything else, really, but we can use health. You will. And if you do not, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, will come knocking at your door. And you will be fined. And if you do not pay that fine, those things that the Internal Revenue Service does to make sure that you pay that money will be invoked. Your wages get garnished. You know what? Your bank accounts get pulled. And even up to going to federal prison. If you don't pay them their money, you can go to federal prison. Because you chose not to buy a product. And now I don't give a crap if John McCain's in the White House or Barack Obama's in the White House or the Secretary of State is Condi Rice or Hillary Clinton or if it's a George Bush the first or George Bush the second or I don't give a crap about that. Anytime the federal government says if you do not purchase this product, this service, it may end up that you may be in jail because of it, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. And, you know, and he mentioned that he thought that the real reason is that conservatives don't want a single-payer system, and we don't. I don't. But I think it's more, I think it's more fundamental than a one-payer system. No, I don't want a one-payer system. I don't think they work that well, and I don't want to get into that. I don't even need to get there. I don't even need to go there. For me, it's a whole bunch more basic. That the federal government, where in the Constitution does the federal government have the power to tell you to purchase a service? Now, of course, he said to me, well, the Supreme Court said that it was constitutional. Yes, it did, as a tax. And taxes can be repealed. But the only difference in this tax is that, you know what, if you do not buy, it's all based on if you buy a product, if you buy a service. And if you don't buy that service, then we will penalize you. And here's and when you're talking to people, this is really easy. And they'll say, "Well, it's only going to affect 1%." I don't care. I don't care if it's going to affect 0.01% of folks. That's not the point. The point is that do you want to live in a country that says you must purchase this product, or we will throw all the evil, nasty stuff of the government at your head because you chose not to purchase this product. You chose to do what you wanted to do with the monies that you earned by your own hand. And I know that someone will say that you didn't earn it by your own hand. You had help. But in any case, that by your own hand, you have to go purchase this service that you may or may not use. That's a kicker. That's a kick in the ass there that you may or may not use. If you're 22 years old and you have to buy health insurance, hell, you know what? I don't know. When I was 22 years old, I didn't even know that health insurance existed. It wasn't on my radar anyway. It wasn't on my front page. It wasn't on my back. It wasn't. Are you kidding me? Health insurance? Seriously? I have any idea. 22 years old? You got to be out your mind. Beer. Now, beer was a pretty high priority. Beer was pretty doggone high, 22. A beer. And right below that was Tanqueray. You know what I'm saying? Where can I get some more Tanqueray? Because that stuff's good. You can drink a lot of that and not puke. Yeah, your head hurts a little bit, but it's good. Tanqueray, a Tanqueray hangover is beautiful. You can just You just drink beer and get over that. That, I mean, that's my priorities at 22 years old. It wasn't, I think I need good health care coverage. Yeah, you go to the, you know, the health center at the university, or you go to the walk-in clinic, and that's how we lived. As opposed to, yes, you need to, you need health care. 22, you don't need health care. You know, let's take that money and go to Bourbon Street. Let's go to Mardi Gras. That's where we were at 22. And I think a lot of people are there too still. But now that 22-year-old, if they're not on their parents' plan till they're 26, come on, think about this. There's so many things that are fundamentally just wrong that the left is touting as good. You know, that the left is touting as good. Well, they can be on your plan until they're 26. They're not kids. Were you a kid at 26? I was a few months away from being married at 26 years old. We got married when I was 27. I wasn't a child. I'd been on my own for a number of years. I had been on my own since I was 19 at that point. I wasn't a child. And neither, you know what, at 26, my son won't be a child. He's 21 years old now. He's not a child. And the idea of being able to keep your quote, child on your insurance plan doesn't make your plan any cheaper. It makes it more expensive. Now you got three people on it. And this person is nearly 30 damn years old. Think about how stupid this is. This person is 30, almost 30 years old. Closer to being 30 than being 20. You got to be kidding me. And somehow this is a benefit and I get to pay for it. As a matter of fact, not only do I get to pay for it, I have to pay for it. Or the uglies at the IRS will come knocking on my door. It's insane. It's insane. You can't make that make sense to me. You know? You can't make that make sense to me. Yeah, I got a Skype message that says that, think, your kid can mess up at 24 on your health insurance and get pregnant, and you're still on it. Yeah, so your kid goes out and gets knocked up at 25 years old, and now, you know what you got now? You got your kid and your grandkid all on your health insurance, which you get to pay for. Or IRS comes.
It says here that you haven't paid for health care.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take your refund and whatever else we're going to bill you for. The penalty. And if you don't pay that penalty, it'll accrue more penalties and more interest. And if you don't pay us, you can end up going to jail. I don't want to live in that country. You don't. I don't want to live in a place where the federal government can tell me that I have to purchase this, I have to purchase this service, this service. I don't want, I, you know what, and it bothers me living in the state of Florida, which I love. I love Florida. I love living here. But I'm not all that happy with the state of Florida telling me, forcing me to buy car insurance. Car insurance is smart. I don't need you to force me in. And basically say that, and basically tell me that through a series of events, if I don't do it, I could go to jail for not doing it. The only crime that I have would be not buying health insurance. I'm not all that happy with that. Folks, we have a lot of work to do. Stay on point. Listen, if you're curious, if you have something to say, we've got about 15 minutes left. Give me a call at 646-200-3246. And in the meantime, while we're away for a bit, go to the WillLawsonShow.com website and click on the donate button at the top of the page. $5, $10, $15, all good. We appreciate it, and we'll be able to use it for good. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-663-0965. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-663-0965. That's 800-663-0965. Again, 800-663-0965.
All right, we're back with more of the Win Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, folks, we are headed to Radio Row of the RNC. You know, and if I had 1500, if I had 50, I'll tell you honestly, if I had $1,500 more dollars, I would be headed to Charlotte to the DNC, because that's the number I'd have to hit extra to be able to do it. But right now, that's just not sign the cards. So there you go. I'd only have to find my way up there. But there you go. Dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. But right now we're headed to the RNC, and I'm cool with that. Right now I am thrilled. I mean, literally, I am thrilled. You know what? I'm not somebody to wish away any minute, any second of my life. But I'm at a point where I really can't wait. I really can't. I'm going to have to wait, obviously, but I can't wait. I can't wait to that in a few short weeks during this very time frame. We were talking about coming in on the last half hour of a 2-hour show that we would be broadcasting from RNC Radio Row, and know that in the building right across from where we are, Rush Limbaugh will be doing his show, and people from all over the country, Dennis Miller and Laura Ingram and Sean Hannity and all these folks that we listen to or grew up listening to, or we listen to now instead of me, we'll all be there. We'll all be there doing the same, basically the same thing at the same time, the same place. So I am honored and thrilled and excited about the opportunity. And again, if you want to give us a hand with it, you can go to the winwashingtonshow.com website and click the donate button on the top of the page. You know, it's the idea that independent conservative media is breaking through. You know what? And people will say, well, you're breaking through. No, there's a lot of pressure now. Behind me, pushing me through. We got to be successful. We got to go and be. We got to go there and be awesome. So there you are. Yes, yeah, we're doing the work. But you know what? We're drawing on your strength, and we're drawing on your power, and we're drawing on your encouragement. There you go. So anyway, I'm excited. I dropped that. The apple is so good. I mean, my wife bought some Gala apples, and you have Gala apples. Like everybody thinks that you need to eat the Red Delicious. And the Red Delicious are fine. They are. Put them in the refrigerator. They're lovely. They're juicy and tasty and sweet. But the Gala apples have a different texture to them, and they're just luscious. Luscious. Good stuff. All right, Liz. you got to love it. Again, we talked about the Affordable Care Act, and we talked about Heterosexual Awareness Month. As we move on, folks, let's see how much time. Yeah, we got a little bit of time. The deal is this: I want to know how many folks understand this concept. We're going to talk about this concept tomorrow. So get in line, because I really want you to call 646-232-46. But I believe this is important. I hear all the time, I wish that Romney would just, you know what, these leftists or Obama people just say stuff and Romney just won't fight back. He just won't fight back. How does he fight back, really? I don't understand why he didn't fight back. And I'm thinking, should Mitch show up at the White House and call Obama out in the front yard to whip his ass? I mean, is that what you want? For, you know, for Mitt Romney to show up at the White House? Hey, you. Yeah, you. Hussein, get out of here. Get out of here. You want to fight like a man? I'll take you to Rose Garden. Come on, fella. Come on, big fella. You think you're such a big fella? How are you, basketball playing? What? Is that what you want, really? I mean, seriously. Which one? You know that doesn't make any sense, right? You know that's stupid, right? And I was able, interestingly enough, to explain this to somebody yesterday. A good friend of mine I teach with. Here's what the left has been doing for years. And here's how the so-called Republican/conservative machine, especially messaging machine, tends to shoot themselves in their own ass every time. Every time. If they would just listen to me and my friend Kim, the Exceptional Conservative Show, on Monday night, 9 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. Thursday night, 9 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. If they would just listen to us, we could help them. If they would listen to my friend, Shirley Huzar, and some other folks, just listen to us. We would already have not just a Republican president, but a conservative president. We wouldn't have just a Republican Congress. We have a conservative Congress. If they would just listen. So I want you to just eat your lunch and listen. Here's the deal. So, you ready? Here's the deal, kids. We have to learn to, ready, lead the discussion. Write that down, three words. Lead the discussion. We have to learn not to follow their discussion. Here's what happens. The president says some crazy stuff about, you're not responsible for your own success. Now, what we are supposed to do with the crazy line is go following it. And then we're all supposed to be over there. And then the president will show up the next week and go, 8.2% unemployment is a good sign. And then we run after that. Who is leading the discussion? The left does this all the time. Then we go following behind them. And you know what doesn't get talked about? The things that are really important. You know the things that do get talked about? Whatever they want to say. Whatever the left wants to say. That's the stuff that gets talked about. And you wonder why nothing else in the press or even in conservative media or Fox News, whatever that is, gets talked about. Why is that missing from the discussion? You know it exists. Why isn't anyone talking about it? Because they're so busy defending what the left says and what the left accuses, as opposed to playing offense. The question shouldn't be, you know, well, I think that 8.2%, although it's not as good as we'd like it to be, is a sign that the economy is coming back slowly. If we could just get the Republicans in Congress, stop fighting us at every turn, care more about the middle class than they do their rich friends. And then we go, this is it, as opposed to Republicans and conservatives saying this. You know, 8.2% unemployment sucks. It's still almost 3 points higher, Mr. President, than you said it'd be at this time. And you know what? The American people are tired of hearing it was harder than we thought. Well, you failed on two terms then. You didn't think, and it was too hard for you. Neither one of those is a good thing. Tomorrow, we will learn how to lead the discussion. Right here on the Lynn Lawson Show from the Space Power Production Headquarters. Listen, until then, if you think that we ought to be doing more and you need to get us to Radio Row, all you have to do is go to the LynnLawsonShow.com website and click the donate button at the top of the page. Appreciate everything. Everything's accepted and everything's appreciated. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Thank you ever so much for coming to the Lynn Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And I think it's only an hour show. We might upload this to our friends at Red State Talk Radio, and you might hear it again then. So that'll be great. Again, go Primo Mardoni, go Red State Talk Radio Network. Go you who listen. Until I see you again, go out there and listen, and go out there, learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Peace! Cue the music.